Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Imagine a field full of cows. What are they eating? You're probably thinking grass, hay, or some sort of grain. What you're probably not imagining is seaweed. But some scientists say cows should be eating seaweed, and this small change to their diet could have a significant impact on the effects of climate change. What is this all about? We had Elise Ryan and Leon Moscati from our Possibly team investigate. Welcome, Elise and Leon.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
So what's the deal with cows, seaweed, and climate change?
Before we talk about seaweed, let's take a step back and talk about cows and climate change.
Cows contribute to climate change in a few ways. First, a lot of land and energy is used to grow crops to feed cows, and all that farming uses fossil fuels.
But cows contribute to climate change in another major way. When cows burp, they create methane, which is a powerful greenhouse gas.
Why do cow burps do this?
Cows have an extra compartment in their stomach called the rumen. When food particles are broken down in this compartment, the cow receives nutrients. But byproducts, like carbon dioxide and hydrogen, are also released.
Microbes in the rumen turn this carbon dioxide and hydrogen into methane.
And all this is important because...
methane is a particularly potent greenhouse gas.
That was Brianna Roque, a PhD candidate at the University of California, Davis. She explained that methane traps more heat per molecule than other gases like carbon dioxide. To prevent cows from releasing methane, scientists needed to find a way to cut off the chemical process that happens when cows digest their food. That's when they decided to try feeding them seaweed.
Why seaweed?
Brianna says seaweed contains a type of chemical called bromoform that interrupts the last stage of the process where a cow's digested food creates methane.
And there's a specific enzyme that's needed in the last step of methane formation that it appears that this bromoform directly targets that enzyme and inactivates it.
Australian scientists were thinking about this process as well, and in 2016, they experimented with a specific type of red seaweed called Asparagopsis.
After hearing about these experiments, Dr. Ermias Kabrab, Brianna's advisor, was inspired to try it in his lab as well.
The first thing we did was we checked if we can replicate what they found in Australia.
And they found similar results.
So then what we did was we actually moved this experiment into the animal.
They found that cows that consumed small doses of seaweed along with their feed released 82% less methane.
And their experiment showed that the dairy and beef products were not affected by the seaweed. The taste, texture, all of it stayed the same.
And also the active ingredient, bromoform, was not detected in the meat as well. So that's all good news.
Looking ahead, Ermias said he's hopeful that companies will be able to grow lots of seaweed for this purpose and that farmers will be open to feeding it to their cows.
Important follow-up question. Do cows like seaweed?
Brianna was in charge of feeding the cows participating in the experiment.
Initial introduction of seaweed into their diet, the cows kind of picked around it. Then after a few weeks, we saw the animals eating the seaweed right away.
Maybe one day cows will be feasting on seaweed all over the place. But that won't completely solve the problem. There are lots of greenhouse gas emissions that come from cow manure and growing cattle feed.
So even without cow burps, your hamburger would still contribute more to climate change than some chicken or a plate of vegetables.
But any step toward reducing emissions from cows is a step in the right direction.
Great. Thanks, Elise and Leon. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.